How many miles from Philly to Mountain Lakes?
Well, I mean, it's a 2-hour drive, so
okay, how so doable.
That, yeah.
It's like driving from San Jose to Petaluma.
I've done it. I saw the dead in Philly. Yeah, you can do it.
And we got people out there not Eagles fans.
Well, I got a kid I know, I've known since I was 13 years old. In fact, so it's funny, I'm wearing my 40 blank and Niners t-shirt today.
Yeah,
which I've had since I was 13 years old, which my next guest, Rags, a kid I went to high school with and graduated with, he saw me get sent home from school for wearing this very t-shirt back in the day. I was...
No. Sent home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy Mac.
No, I was repping the Niners in the early 80s in Jersey. I was the only one. So I bring in Rags right now because now this is what's interesting. Rags and I are best friends forever. We still talk all the time. He grew up a Cowboy fan. I grew up a Niner fan. Imagine. But the respect we showed each other, that's why we survived it all. We don't get up each other's A's about it. We just let each other do what the other needs to do. The one thing we can rally around, Rags hates the Eagles' guts. With that being said, bring him in on the UMA guest line. Murph, you know Rags. You've met this kid.
It's an honor to know Rags. Real? And his brother, Brian.
Well, Brian's out there somewhere, too. You got to keep an eye on Brian. Rags, welcome back to the Murph and Mac Show.
Up,
how
Rags?
You doing, brother?
Yes, yes. Can you boys hear me?
Loud and clear,
brother. You sound great.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Paul? You forgot to mention that. That you had to go into concussion protocol after Dwight Clark. So, Murph, I'm at home, 13 years old, crying my eyes out because of the catch. And Paulie's jumping around up in his house, and he falls backwards and hits his head. I don't see him for a couple of days.
That's true story.
And I go, what? So he came back to school. I go, what happened? He goes, I gave myself a concussion after the catch.
He's never told that story.
The truth, because it's so far-fetched, it wouldn't even sound real, but that actually happened. That actually happened.
And here's the thing, and thanks for having me on. I miss you guys. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, as Paulie mentioned, I'm the biggest Cowboys fan in the state of New Jersey.
Right.
And, you know, take that for what it's worth. You know, I congratulate you guys on a well-fought win last week. And, you know,
classy.
As much as, I mean, literally, they just let me out of a straitjacket, and I've been rocking in a corner in my house for the last week.
It's been hard for Rags, hard.
It's been hard. You know,
congrats on your release, buddy.
I appreciate that. But
so I told Rags one thing. Yeah, go ahead, Rags, take it.
Yeah, the thing with me is listen, I don't like losing. I don't like when my team loses, but I can sit there, and when we lose to the 49ers, somewhere deep in my football soul, it's okay because I've always respected the Niners as an organization, and I've always admired their players. And Paulie knows this.
That's true.
I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, going back to, you know, Roger Craig, Randy Cross, McIntyre. And McIntyre was my football number in high school. McIntyre.
That's my guy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott.
All
you know,
those guys.
Tina Turner. You can go right down the list. always impressed with the organization. You know, Seifert, you know, DeBartolo. You know what?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is the beautiful thing about that. So you've given us some respect and love, and we respect you and love you for that. And so Rags and I have this in common. We hate the New York Giants. We hate Philly. But I have to say, be honest and say, Rags hates Philly with a passion I can't even approach. So I tasked him with this assignment, Murph. I go, hey, Rags, why don't you call in and give me your top three reasons the Eagles suck.
Like a Letterman list.
By Rags. Yeah. So Rags, if you want, in fact, Marcus, why don't you give Rags some drums? Give him the drum roll, and we'll go through the top three. And do it in reverse order, Rags. Number three.
Reverse order. Number three. I call it Eagle psychosis or Eagle derangement syndrome. I mean, they seem to have some distorted reality about themselves and their organization that they're actually one of the premier NFL franchises that, you know, belong on the Mount Rushmore of football greatness. Like, you know, I'm talking, you know, Niners, Cowboys, Patriots, Steelers, Packers. You know what? I'll start with football teams that have won three Super Bowls and above. You know, I'll throw in the Giants.
Right.
I'll throw in the Broncos. You know, I'll throw, you know, you got to be at least three Super Bowls deep, and then you can come sit at the big boys' table.
Oh, so, great one. That's a great one.
That's three. That's give them the drums. Let's get to number two.
Number two, everybody knows this. This is kind of redundant, but they have the most obnoxious fans and the most violent fans in the history of the National Football
League.
Well, I talked about it on I talked about it on my call-in a couple years ago. I mean, listen, we all know. Hey, 1968, we heaved batteries and ice balls at Santa Claus. Okay, but here's the funny thing.
Okay.
Not a lot of people know this in 83 because I'm an 80s guy. Okay,
When
can I say Redskins? I don't. Does that offend anybody out there? I don't know. So anyway. So when the Redskins were playing the Eagles in 83, their mascot went to the game at Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
His name was Chief Z.
Chief Z.
Well, Chief Z.
Remember Chief Z.
Left the, Chief Z left the stadium in an ambulance. Four guys beat the living daylights out of him.
That's true.
Broke his leg.
I remember
the guy
that.
Guy was in a wheelchair. Okay, for years.
Rags never forgets. All right, Rags, you
no,
are awesome.
No, I don't forget. And the biggest thing I need to do, listen, I can keep.
And the winner is.
The winner is, number one, hands down, is their stupid fight song. Okay?
Thank you, Rags. You know preach. What? You preach.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Okay, first of all, fight songs are meant for college teams, okay?
Right.
You know what? If you think of any other NFL team, there are, you know, the now Commanders, the reason they probably nicknamed them, or the Commanders now, was to get rid of their stupid fight song, okay?
Good call. That's actually a good call.
Well, but the other thing about Fly, Eagles, fly, the next sentence is, on the road to victory. Okay, now I'm confused. No, if you're on the road to victory, shouldn't it be drive, Eagles, drive?
Nice, okay?
Okay. Nice. Or if you want to keep it like in the same world, it should be fly, Eagles, fly in the sky to victory or in the air to victory.
Rags, you've said it all, bro. You've said it all.
But here's the thing too. Accompanied by that is stupid. The bird flapping with the arms, okay? I mean, it choreographed. So, you know what the funny thing is? The only good thing about them flapping their arms is that reminds me of one of my favorite movies from the 80s, Purple Rain, when Morris Day and the Time were up on stage doing the bird. Mark, hallelujah!
Hey, on behalf of all the Niner fans in San Francisco, the greater Bay Area, we love you. We love you. The text line's exploding.
Your work
you got
is
fans.
Done, buddy. Your work is done. Five-star VIP performance, all right?
I got three words from a Cowboys fan from New Jersey. Go effing Niners.
Rags.
That's Rags on the UMA guest line. Bryant Young next on the Sports Leader.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.